entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be, home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and this piece of shit, the DJ New Style Show. Thanks for joining us this fine evening. And of course, when I say us, I mean myself and your friend and mine, gentleman, scholar, griller of meat, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You got to be kidding me. What's going on, buddy?
Yo.
Steven, how you doing?
Fuck books.
Fuck books?
Fuck books.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Steve?
Well, tonight I had a little problem. I almost had to get loud with somebody, some random stranger. Because...
You had to get loud with somebody?
I almost had to.
I love this fucking face. 1995.
I'm
going to fucking get into some shit.
I'm going to get loud with you. You don't want me to get loud.
I'm going to fucking get loud. We're going to throw hands. Well, you had to get loud with someone. What do you mean
loud? I didn't.
You almost had to, though.
Yeah, I was getting mad.
You were bordering on the need to get loud with somebody.
Right.
Now, we have to clarify, because we live in a world where people don't generally interact. Is this a face-to-face occurrence? Would it have been a face-to-face occurrence?
Oh, yeah.
So you were faced with someone, and you were considering the possibility of getting loud with them.
Just yelling at them, basically.
Fucking get loud means. I understand.
Yeah. You know what? But I didn't. Because discretion's the better part of
valor. So tell me why. What was he doing that was bothering you? Did he get in your space? Did he grab your fucking ball sack?
Didn't do anything intentionally. Just did a stupid fucking thing. Now, all right, we've talked about spoilers on the show before. And, you know, we really don't... We've said that we don't really care. And if you're smart enough, you know how to avoid them, right?
Sure.
Okay, now... My problem was, now, I know you don't watch, but Game of Thrones is back on. But here's the thing. The last episode, what was this, on Sunday.
Did someone get a new cloak that looks like a fucking wildebeest?
Yeah.
And a fucking new 15-foot sword and kill 17 people and, I don't know, fuck some fucking tribesmen? I don't know.
No.
I know so little about this fucking show. I couldn't. Actually, all the things I mentioned sound fucking awesome, and I still have no interest in this show. I tried to generalize that entire series.
All those things have happened at some point.
I tried to generalize that entire series by effectively naming like six of the coolest things that I should love in a show, but I can't get into that.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean...
So I don't follow it, but you're into it, so what happened?
So I was at the store, and... These two dudes that, like, there was nobody in the store, and I guess they were, quote, working, and they were just talking about Game of Thrones. And I was on my way out. I was, like, right in front of the door. And these dudes were being loud about it. They were on, like, the registers go, like, 1 to 20. They were at, like, register 18 furthest from the door. And I'm almost walking out the door, and they're loud. And the guy's like, you want to know who dies in the next Game of Thrones? And I didn't even hear the other kid answer, and I didn't have time. I would have stuck my fingers in my ears and hummed, but the fucking dude just blurted it out. Now, the reason why I think this is happening, book readers are pissed off because apparently in the last episode, they put something in that wasn't in the books.
Okay.
And I think the people who are book readers and who always say, oh, well, you know, it wouldn't be a spoiler for you if you just read the book. Well, I understand that. You know, it's that's a pretty dumb thing, like obvious thing to say. But they're all mad now because there was something in the show that they never read about, so they didn't know about it beforehand. So now,
so they actually experienced the wonder of watching something and not knowing what was going to happen.
Exactly, and I think it pissed them all off because they didn't have their little high and mighty throne to sit on and cast dispersions on people that only watched the show.
So you think it's a superiority complex thing with these fucking people that read the book?
Absolutely.
Or that have read the books. I don't. How many books is Game of Thrones?
I think they're on to the seventh, and I think there's going to be 10. I don't know.
Aren't they like thousands of pages? I have no idea.
I can tell you right now, I got one that I never read right here.
Couldn't possibly care. I like how you say "fuck books" as the first words of this show, and then you just thumb through the exact book you're saying "fuck."
I got it as a gift. Wow. 700 pages. The first one.
Well, that's wonderful. So somebody blurted out the end of
right.
The next episode, the one that hasn't aired yet, that will air next.
No, just the next person who's gonna die.
Oh, I see.
And that could come at any time. So it's kind of stupid when you're watching and you know someone's gonna die. Like their plot lines and their scheming and whatever doesn't matter. Now, see, I've admitted before I spoiled myself at one point. In the show, early on, by looking something up, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I found out this guy dies. But that was my own fault.
Okay.
Right? And that part finally passed 2 episodes ago, so there's no spoilers that I knew about until today. And it just pissed me the fuck off because I waited for so long for the person I knew that was going to die and get on with the rest of the story.
Okay, so this guy really pissed you off. Where was he in? Was this a grocery store?
Yeah,
a
grocery store.
So where was he and where were you when this happened? Were you visible to him?
He was behind me. He was at my back. I'm walking out the door like the, you know how they have like the double, you know, automatic doors.
So you're on. He was staying in the store or he was following you out?
No. He was in the store just sitting at his register talking.
Oh, an employee. I got you. Okay. He's probably been doing that all day just to fuck with people.
And
I mean, he might not even watch it. He could just know a couple characters that are still living and just fucking say one.
Right. It just pissed me off.
And it'll either make...
Being loud about it. I mean, he was a good 40 feet away from
me. So what were you going to do? Fucking turn back and fucking stand off with him?
No,
as he's got his goddamn fucking ShopRite apron on, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
lay him out over
exactly,
the bags?
Exactly. You're gonna fucking take a plastic bag, put on his head, and say, "Do you know how dangerous this is? You shouldn't talk about spoilers, son."
Over a fucking HBO show, just throw a haymaker at his fucking pimpled face.
But it's funny because I'm seeing like the propped up articles when you go to read one page, like one. You know, you go to Huffington Post or something or whatever, you know, site, and they have the propped up articles. And I keep seeing, like, one I saw today was HBO ruined Game of Thrones. Readers react to Game of Thrones TV show. Like, everybody is pissed that read the books. Because apparently, apparently a character that you never saw in the books, you see in the last episode. So there was someone that was talked about through all these books. So they're all pissed off. They had to read through 7 books, and they never, you know, knew anything about the character. And he just pops up on the show randomly.
Jesus.
So they're all up in arms, all the readers.
Well, I don't feel your pain. I couldn't possibly give a fuck about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, I try to like delete my memory.
I like how you treated it like the guy fucking insulted your mother. And you're going to get loud with him. I was about to get in this guy's fucking face. What did he do? He ruined my nerd show for me.
He did.
Yeah. I couldn't possibly give a fuck. I couldn't care, Steve. There's not a whole lot going on lately. I mean, there's stuff going on in my life. But the greatest thing that's happened so far is that I am now able to go outside, Steve, and look at my grass and know that I'm able to take care of it now.
Oh, no more.
I am able to
silly lawnmower blades.
I am able to cut my fucking grass because I went out and got a goddamn lawnmower. I made a purchase this weekend, Steve, for the upcoming season. What'd you do for yourself? How was your fucking weekend?
I got myself a grill, son.
So you bought something for the god? You were getting prepared for summer too.
Yeah, hell nice. Yeah.
Very nice. I got my lawnmower because last year, the very last cut before I decided to just not give a fuck about the lawn for the rest of the year, my fucking lawnmower shook itself loose, just shook itself into pieces. Critical, just metal parts were just strewn all over the lawn. Black smoke was pouring out of the fucking, I can only describe as the carburetor. I don't even know if a fucking lawnmower has one, but it looked like one, and I don't even know what one looks like. It's a metal thing, it's got holes and smoke comes out of it, but guess what? It was gone, and smoke was just pouring out.
Nice.
Like a fucking war-torn bomb shelter.
Truck.
Just smoke rising from a fucking, a goddamn blown-up building. It looked like that, billowing out. Pure black goddamn smoke.
That's how you know when that piece of equipment is just done.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
when you just turn it off and it's just smoking.
It's what we've learned. Oh, I didn't turn it off. Steve, I had one row left for the whole season. I had a 20-foot section. I wasn't just going to not cut that. I hadn't cut it for 3 weeks. I had to fucking push it all the way through.
Get the trimmer.
It performed the shittiest possible cut, but I know that thing died doing what it loved, being forced to maintain my lawn. That's what it did. It was born to do it, and it died doing it, goddammit. All the fucking pieces. I was picking up metal pieces for weeks afterwards. I just found another fucking piece after the snow, and I found a screw or something in there just yesterday.
Awesome.
So I still have the mower. I've removed the wheels. I need to apply them to my generator because I bought a generator when everybody needed a generator, and the only one that they had available had no fucking wheels. So it's like a very heavy piece of equipment that you can't keep in the place you store it. Otherwise, you'll die.
Just weld it to a hand truck.
Yeah, I'm taking the wheels off. I took the wheels off the lawnmower. I'm just going to just redneck rig a fucking axle.
Nice.
And I'll just have something to roll it on.
Nice.
But I went out and decided, you know what, I'm going to take care of this grass again. And I bought a lawnmower. I bought a Husqvarna. I went to Lowe's and I'm like, oh, I know brands of lawnmowers. I know John Deere. I know Snapper, Toro. I know these. I know.
That's what I got. Got a Toro.
I know bitch ass lawn boy. If you want to be a fucking
lawn boy,
you want to be
never buy a lawn boy.
You want to be a piece of shit and buy a lawnmower every year. You buy a fucking lawn boy. I know that brand. And I get to Lowe's and I'm faced with this fucking bright orange mower in Helvetica font. It says Husqvarna. And I am like, I am not buying this IKEA motherfucking lawnmower. I am not buying this shit. But then my dad says, they make pretty good stuff. They make good tools.
Yeah, power tools.
And I walk by a family considering a push mower as I take a couple feet away from one display to the next set of mowers. And they're talking about it. They're like, Husqvarna, man, this is a great brand. I'm hearing people say this shit as if they're talking about like fucking GM. Or Apple, like brands that I've fucking heard of. They're discussing it like household shit. I've never heard of this fucking brand.
It's newer.
Ever.
It's newer. And I think they used to make like industrial stuff, and now they started making commercial stuff. I'm not 100% on that.
I'll tell you this. The engine, which is the entirety of the fucking lawnmower, isn't even made by them.
Oh, no?
They don't know. It's a fucking Briggs & Stratton or a Honda, depending on the model you buy.
Both good engines.
Yeah. So I bought one of those. I decided on the Husqvarna. I went a little higher in price than I wanted to go. I spent like $400 on this fucking mower, but it had all the goddamn, it got all the upgrades, Steve. It had all the fucking upgrades, the bells and whistles. got the hi-hats. It's got the goddamn marble, the fucking port cement patio. It had everything, Steve. It had the all-wheel drive, self-propelled.
4x4.
190 cc's, 22-inch deck.
190 cc's, you could take that out and make a fucking motorcycle out of that.
Yeah, when it comes time to die, I'll be sure to try and repurpose some parts of it to build something out of it. I don't know. Like I've done with my last mower. But which, by the way, is still in my garage. I took the wheels off it, and I just left its fucking mower carcass in the middle of my fucking garage. Now, not easy to move without wheels. It's just a scraping piece of shit with little jangly metals, metal
just
pieces.
Take just take all the parts off it.
I'm going to just throw it in the fucking middle of the road, Steve. That's what my tax dollars earn me. You told me to do. Take it and fucking hammer toss it into the center of the street.
That's how all things should be thrown away. You just throw it into the street.
Yeah. I mean, I love when I tell people, like, I'm trying to get rid of stuff. They're like, but you got woods behind you. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Just fucking throw everything I have in the woods? Throw everything I'm trying to dispose of into the fucking woods? I'm trying to reserve that for when I don't give a fuck. I can't do that now. I'm too young.
You're like 50 for that, yeah.
I'm too young to just not give a fucking throw shit in the woods. The last people in this house, they got to that point, and they, you know, enjoyed that privilege. They threw out an entire swing set of fucking gas grill, goddamn speaker, fucking whiskey bottles. There is so much shit. There's still shit out there. They just threw it. And not even far, Steve. Like, you can see it. When you're in it's in the grass almost. Fuck. So yeah, I want to reserve that, right? So I got myself a goddamn mower. I'm gonna throw the old one by the curb, but this one's nice. I chose it. We brought it home, started to unbox it, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, man, this thing, you know, looks like it's really well put together. And I pull it out. I wheel it out of the box. And I noticed there's a couple, like, little plastic tiny pieces just broken off in the bottom of the fucking box. And I'm like, okay, if it's nothing,
nice.
If it's nothing, I don't give a shit. Like, if it's a fucking flap to something that doesn't matter, okay, fine. But it ended up being the pull for the tire to raise the height of the deck. One of those things just fucking snapped off and broke into two pieces. So I spent more than I wanted to on this fucking thing, and now it's busted. So I had to go and take it back. And when you buy something at Lowe's, like I did, when you have to exchange something because the thing you bought is fucked up because it's their fault, someone kicked it, someone did a crescent kick on a fucking box in a warehouse and busted a piece off of my fucking mower, I have to go and be faced with customer service, which is the most laughably named department in fucking Lowe's. It's
in any store.
No, that's not true. There are customer service departments where the people realize that they're meant to help people. At Lowe's, however, it's the part of the store where people just pile shit up in front of a pseudo register, and then six employees just fucking look at their goddamn cuticles and fucking shuffle their feet and fucking scratch their asses. And then one might come up and ask you if you need help. And I'll say, yes, I need help. And they say, what? I said, this thing is broken. They're like, did you use it? I'd say, no. They say, when did you get it? I'd say, look at the receipt I handed you. And they'll say, oh. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put this back in your cart and you have to go get another one. And I'm like, can somebody just get that now while you're doing this so that it's not...
I'd be like, fuck no, you go get it.
A big fucking deal. They're like, I can't do it. I have to get somebody. And I'm like, well, get somebody. I don't give a shit. So they get somebody and they're like, yeah, you're going to have to go over there in that department and talk to them. So they put the money back on my card. I go over there and when I pick the mower out, there were only two boxes under the fucking display model. So they have all the display models out. They have a couple boxes there, and it's enough space for two boxes. So I bought one, and one was the wrong box. And by the way, when the guy was pulling the mower out, I happened to look at the box he was trying to hand me, and it was a different fucking model number. And I said, hey, wait, This one isn't the mower that I want. And the guy goes, yeah, it is. It's under that one. And I said,
that doesn't mean shit.
I said, how does that make any sense? He goes, we put the boxes under the display models. I say, you put boxes under the display models, but this may as well be a fucking goddamn KitchenAid mixer. It's not the fucking mower that I'm purchasing. God. Look at the goddamn model number. And the guy looks at it. And the guy goes, you know what? You're right. He takes it off, slides it, puts it to the side, and I get the one that's on the bottom. This motherfucker didn't even want to look at the box.
Just
wanted to assume the top one that he could just slide out with no effort was the one. So anyway, that was that. So now that slot is empty. And it's been empty for 10 minutes because I bought the fucking thing and came back for another one. I met with the person at the desk, the person that I was told to go and talk to, the one that would help me get my fucking replacement.
Yep.
And the befuddled, over-tanned fucking bitch with the goddamn too-tight apron on comes over and goes, can I help you? Look at me. Can I help you? Okay, yeah, you can help me. I bought a mower, and it's broken, and I'm getting the exact same mower. And she goes, okay, where is it? And I said, oh, it's this one here, and I point to the display model. She goes, no, that's the display model. And I said, are you asking me where you stock your merchandise? She goes, yeah, there's nothing under here. I look around. There's like a fucking million lawnmowers around on the top across the aisle. There's lawnmowers. I'm like, I mean, I said, you know, not working here, I'm gonna have a tough time telling you where it is. She goes, of course it's the one that's got to be downstocked. I was telling them they need to downstock this. I'll be back. I gotta get somebody to do this, and fucking storms off. This fucking bitch. And I'm looking at her, not pissed off because she's acting like I'm a problem, although that's part of it. I'm pissed off because she's decided that she needs to sound important, so she'll use the official Lowe's lingo of downstocking instead of saying, hold on while I go get you one. Fucking, I can't stand. I don't know if you encounter this. I hate when fucking retail employees decide to use the fucking goddamn lingo that they're trained with. The fucking shorthand term for the job they have to do. Gotta downstock it. I need to run a 12. I gotta fucking cue the cheeseburger. Fuck you! I'm asking for whatever the fuck I'm asking for. The thing you have to do is get it. Don't act like I went through the same fucking 15-minute training video that you fucking did. So they go through the whole fucking charade of, you know, hooking themselves up with carabiners and fucking canvas ropes and shit and closing off the aisle and pulling the fucking thing down. And I'm like, okay, this is wonderful. They give me the fucking mower. I open it up. It's all good. This fucking bitch shoots me a look like I shouldn't have even come there today.
Oh, you know what? That happened to me, too, because my brother was buying doors for his house when he was building his house, and he needed help to get it in the truck. You know, you can't just fucking lift the door. Yeah. And it's got, like, the glass was built into it, you know, like the little glass area you look out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little crosshatch panes or whatever, yeah.
So we went to one Home Depot. We get there, looking at him. He's like, oh, this one's good. Pulls it out. I'm looking. I'm like, no, can't get it. It's cracking the glass. And they're like, all right. So they pulled another one out, get it all out. Glass is cracked again. They're like, well, those are the only two. You're going to have to take one. me and my brother looked at each other and just fucking started laughing. And we didn't even say anything to the dude. They had the whole thing cordoned off, like you said, because they had to get because it was up on the top row. We just opened up the little fucking thing that they put up and just walked right out, went to the next one.
Is there anybody worse?
Yeah, I'm like, No.
Is there anybody dumber and more fucking self-satisfied and fucking entitled than a fucking Home Depot or Lowe's employee? Holy shit. I'll tell you this. I've encountered some great employees at both of these stores. Very helpful.
Usually Home Depot has the energetic people.
Very informative and helpful. Yeah. Those are the people that I am very thankful for. However, the vast majority of anybody I've ever asked anything of, whether it's a get out of my way, where is this thing, should I use this thing, is a walking piece of shit in an orange fucking vest. I cannot.
They're wrong. That's the one thing I've noticed. More so Home Depot than Lowe's. Like, you ask somebody, where's this? I was looking for, like, you know, marking stuff where they mark off, like, gas mains and stuff.
Let's do a little role-playing, Steve.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, I work for Home Depot. Uh-huh. You find me in an aisle, ask me for something. Go ahead.
Hey, where can I find tape measures?
What are you looking for?
Tape measures.
Oh, shit. Okay, you got to go down 6 aisles that way, okay? Back half, middle row. Go down 2 more aisles.
Where it is?
I'm helping another customer. Brenna, you go 6 aisles down, back half, middle row, go down, back aisle. You're not going to miss it. It's right near the bathroom. 6th bay up, 6th peg down, and right next to the U-magnets.
All right, I'm not coming back here ever again.
And the thing is, if you tried to follow this guy's directions, like, you'll hear this and you'll say, wow, this guy knows this fucking store.
Yeah,
or,
but it's just getting lost.
Or he sends you off on a fucking fool's journey.
Yeah,
and
you
end up in the fucking tile aisle or the fucking screw zone or the power tool area. And like, there's nary a goddamn whatever the fuck you're looking for. What was it, a tape measure?
Yeah.
The fact that I didn't remember it means I'm officially a Home Depot employee.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay, 6 aisles over down, middle half of the aisle, okay? You're going to be by the plywood. When you see the plywood, you go down, 4th bay, middle level, 6th hook. There you go. I'm sorry, I don't have a fucking 3-dimensional Google Street View of this fucking store. Would you take the 30 seconds to walk me to a fucking place where you can just point at least? Jesus Christ.
I think if I ask them to show me and they don't, my next response, I'm gonna commit this to memory. Can I talk to your manager? Because that fucking...
Yeah. They'll be like, okay, go down 12 aisles, middle row, 6th bay down. There's an office. His name's Ted. He's probably masturbating, but he's going to alt-tab and have a Reddit window up. He's wearing a brown tie.
Just walk away.
He's wearing a brown tie, a fucking vest with the tie sticking through the top of the vest. He's got a comb over. He's kind of an asshole. This is his lunch, so don't be intruding on his time. And then you'll never find him. And they'll be like, well, can you take me to him? Like, I'm really helping another customer.
Yeah.
And then what do? They're just the most worthless people. And the funniest thing I ever heard is I had a friend who worked there. And he told me that they have a no pointing policy. The Home Depot actually has a no pointing policy, which means if you ask somebody where something is, they're not supposed to just point to where the fuck it is.
Pointing is very simple. People have pointed to direct other people since the dawn of humanity, I believe.
Yeah, the reason they instituted this is because people would, you know, customers would ask the employees, where is something? And the employees would just turn and fucking point in a direction and then walk away. So they say no
That's
pointing.
That's not as bad as what they do.
But they say no pointing with the intention of saying, you know, don't point. Take them to where it is. So the employees no longer point. They just fucking give you these fucking backwood yokel style directions. When you hit the end of the dirt road, you're going to hit 3 bumps. On the third bump, make sure you turn sharp right. If you don't turn sharp right, you're going to be missing it. And if you miss it, you got to turn around. And then blah, blah, blah. It's just like the most fucking yammering on shit. But they didn't point, so it's okay. Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, and so, like you were saying, I purchased a grill.
Did you happen to buy this grill at a Home Depot or Lowe's?
It was at a Home Depot.
Jesus Christ.
Only because I had seen it at Lowe's, and at Lowe's it was $100 more. Actually, it was $150 more at Lowe's. So shit. I'm like, all right, I guess Home Depot has the good deal on this grill. So I went there, and I called my brother up, and he's like, oh, it's going to be like 20 minutes. I'm like, all right. So I was just like kind of, you know, futzing around the store. And I had already told the people, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this one. You know, can you get it on, you know, one of those pallet things that they move, you know, the big movers with the heavy wheels, and have someone outside when it's ready to go? They're like, yeah. So they say when I go to check out, it's $314. I'm like, what? No. I'm like, dude, it was labeled $199. It says $199 right there. It's no $314.
I mean, if you got to switch a tag, you got to switch a tag.
And that's what kind of, you know, they're like, all right, wait here. We're going to send someone to go make sure the tag is correct.
Oh, they fucking started reviewing the tapes to make sure you didn't just mosey over.
Put some plaque on it. No. So they sent a person over, but I went over.
Okay. Because they were just gonna go there and be like, yeah, just fucking tell this guy it's 314, whatever the fuck it is.
So I waited like, you know, 40 seconds because I knew right where the girl was going. She had like something in her hand. It looked like another tag. And so I'm like, dude, if they try to switch this shit on me, I'm gonna be like raising holy hell. So I walk over behind her and she starts scraping the tag off. And then scraping another tag off. And then this other guy that was helping me comes, like, behind me. And I'm like, she scraped off two tags. But the one that was attached to the grill on, like, a little, you know, it had, like, a little card on the grill that said $199. She didn't scratch them off. So she's walking away. I go, this girl's $199, right? She goes, no, it's $299. I'm like, do you see the tag that's on it that says $199? She's like, oh, yeah, I was bringing that back to show them that it was $199 at the register. I'm like,
bullshit, sure. You fucking bitch.
I'm like, sure. So the other dude that was helping me, like, comes right up behind me. I'm like, there's the tag on the grill. I don't know what she just did, but can you please, like, cut the tag off the grill and bring it back? The kid just takes out a box cutter, cuts it right off, follows me back with the thing. Nice. I don't even know where the girl went. I don't even know where she went. She came back, like, 5 minutes later. And they already put it through at $199, so I got that shit.
I'm on my break.
Yep. And I'm like, dude, what? I'm like, that was some shady shit right there.
Yeah.
But I got it. So $100 off my grill.
You know what? She might have actually marked that shit, like, herself, and was intending on buying it. So she probably was scraping the tags off to be like, oh, it's fucking $299. So you wouldn't buy it, and she would just fucking, you know, put the other bullshit tags back on.
I don't think so, because it's a gas and charcoal grill. It's got two different bays in it, and I think she's too dumb to cook with charcoal. If she's not.
Maybe she was buying it for her man.
For her man.
Cook some fucking possum barbecue. Fricassee, whatever that fucking. I've never seen a non-redneck broad work at goddamn Home Depot.
Oh, no, they're all pretty much bumpkins up
type,
there.
Type of bitch that would have a goddamn bring her lunch in a fucking old spackle pail. Fucking Reynolds wrap on top.
Yeah, you know what? Because I'm trying to think of the Home Depots around. Because I got four Home Depots, like, within 10 minutes of where I live. And the one that's in the most urban area... I don't think I've ever seen a girl even working there.
Shit. I've never been to an urban Home Depot.
I wouldn't say it's urban. I'm just saying the most urban.
In the urban area.
Yeah. Yeah, one town away from Patterson.
So. Shit.
I don't know if there is a Home Depot in Patterson. There might be.
I don't know. I could make a terrible joke, but I won't.
No.
I'm not that type of person, Steve. So how's your grill? Did you get to use it yet?
Yeah, I actually did. I had to read the whole manual.
Fucking nerd. Light it on fire. Fucking.
Yeah. Just douse it in lighter fluid and set it ablaze.
Yeah.
That was my first inkling until I read the manual. No, but there's like seasoning to a charcoal grill. Like, you have to season it and you have to, like, let it run.
Well, you put a little fucking nutmeg, paprika.
Yeah. No. You have to burn off.
I understand. I know what it means.
Burn off all the excess paint and shit from the factory. The gas is easy. Just hook it up and just fucking let it run for 20 minutes. The charcoal, you got to get it to like 600 degrees, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I got it going. And the first day I started to start out slow because I'm a gas grill person my entire life.
Me too. I had a charcoal grill once. It was a smoker and I used it one time. And I'm like, this is just too much fucking work, man.
It is a lot of work. You got to streamline it. If you streamline it, you can get it going.
I am not a fucking grilling purist. Fuck charcoal. I'm a gas person, man. I could not give a fuck. Man, you got to get the coals when they get nice and gray, man. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. Don't tell me that I'm not doing it right. I cook with a goddamn grill and fucking fire under it. Eat shit. And you know what? And I'm done. And you have to dispose of hot rocks. Go fuck yourself.
Dispose? Let that shit burn out. Close the grill. Walk away.
Fuck it. You still have to go fuck with it, man.
smell for smoke. See,
and if you, and the best part is, some of the people that are like, you got the only way to do it is charcoal. Fucking douse it in poisonous chemicals to get it lit.
Zero lighter fluid. Yeah. I haven't used any lighter fluid so far.
Yeah, man. This burger tastes like a fucking goddamn fuel
tastes
tank.
Like... Tastes like clean diesel to me.
So you got it all seasoned up. Did you make any food with it yet?
Yeah, like I was going to say, the first day, it was the day after I got it all seasoned and whatnot. Everything, you know, went well. Nothing fucking burned to the ground. Got the gas tank for the gas side. Gas part worked. No problems. So the next day, I'm like, all right, I got some burgers. All I was going to do is make burgers. You know, nothing fancy. Not going crazy. I had got a smoker box, you know, that's the box you take some applewood chips and you wet them. You get them nice and wet for a while and then you put them in the smoker and you can smoke stuff. So I put that in. I'm like, all right, you don't usually smoke, you know, applewood smoked burgers, but I just wanted to, you know, do it just to do it. And it started raining. Like I got everything going. I had my little chimney thing where you light the coals to get them hot before you put them in the grill. And it's fucking raining on. I'm like, ah, son of a bitch. Screwing around. And then I could see, like, to the west, the sky was opening up and it, like, the clouds were going and I could see the sun coming. I'm like, oh, nice. Get everything going. Get the burgers on the grill. Rain stops. Close the grill. I'm like, all right, now I just got to wait for it to cook. Stand on my deck. I'm like, it was just raining, and it was raining hard, and now the sun's up. I look to the east, goddamn double rainbow. Shining.
Nice.
Good omens, I think, except in Japan. I think rainbows are an evil omen of the snake in Japan. But anyway.
What's a good omen in Japan? It seems like everything that's unnatural is a sign of doom.
Yeah, no, like... So if something cracks, that means somebody died. Like if like randomly, like you're using a cup and it cracks.
It does. It means somebody died and not somebody's going to die.
Either or, I'm sure they don't pigeonhole anybody into bad karma over there.
Jesus.
Yeah, but
so why do they have all the stressed out fucking businessmen breaking dishes? In like the basement of these fucking.
Oh, I think dishes are fine if you do it yourself. It's only if it happens randomly.
Oh, okay, so just out of the blue, your fucking mug cracks. Look out! Someone died or will die.
Right.
Maybe they don't give a shit. Maybe they're just like, oh well, the mug fell apart in my fucking hands today. So I guess my whole family's dead.
Yeah, that's if the handle comes off it.
Only the handle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who could possibly give a fuck about that? I don't. Superstitious bullshit. I just don't fucking care about it. So you got the grill all positioned nice and your house it's all fucking, everything's going smooth. You're just coasting into the summer without a problem. No fucking obstacles, nothing bothering you.
I also got the brother's family out of the house, which is nice.
Very good.
Well, it's so nice.
Are you in a woodsy area? You ever have any fucking problem with like animals, deer and shit or?
Raccoons, which also when I first started making the burger, even before I put the burgers on the grill, like under my deck, I have a very low deck. right? It's
so it's like a ground level deck.
Yeah, I mean it's not even a foot off the ground. Like
oh,
the
okay,
level
yeah.
of it
yeah,
compared
yeah.
to the yard is maybe a foot higher.
Okay.
So there's like one step down to walk off the deck.
Yeah, it's like my shitty fucking deck. Which yeah. is basically an accidentally placed pile of boards. At
this yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the line fucking, is at this point, too.
You can pull on the railing, if you want to call it a railing, on my deck, and 16 of the boards just come up with it. It's the worst fucking thing. Anyway,
I don't know. Wood does weird stuff on my deck. I have boards that are, like, curling up at the edges.
Christ.
And I try to, like, nail them down, and the nail just goes through the wood.
I wonder what the fuck is living under mine. You see, you're saying you have a fucking raccoon problem?
Yeah, I have a massive raccoon problem. I've had it for a long time. We've always had them around here. And I think it's because they just have like a community living under my deck.
What do you mean a community? How many raccoons are we talking here?
7, 8.
Jesus Christ.
I've seen 8 at a time.
I've never seen more than like 2 ever.
Like, if you look at my garbage can,
yeah,
there's raccoon paw prints in mud on my garbage can.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, just typical raccoons, though, right? I mean...
No. These fuckers are large. They're very large. I'd say in the 50 to 60 pound range.
Shut the fuck up.
Small brown bears.
So you're saying you have 8 60 pound raccoons?
Not all of them. The bigger ones, I'd say there's at least 3 or 4 that size.
I'm going to try and Google a fucking how much a fucking raccoon weighs. 60 pound. I want to actually see if a 60-pound raccoon comes up.
I'm sure there's...
Okay, so I Googled 60-pound big raccoon in Google image search, and there's some fucking woman who kind of looks a little like maybe a young Jimmy Rhodes' mom. A little bit. Just cradling a fucking mammoth goddamn raccoon.
Yeah, they get big, man. Like, you think of a raccoon, you think it's like the size of like a chihuahua or something. Now, these fuckers are like fat corgis. That's what these things are. They have big goddamn heads.
Fuck, man. I've never seen anything like this shit.
And the reason is because these raccoons, they live under my deck and... They raid the garbage. They hit up my garbage bags almost every week. And I have a garbage can with a lid on it. I need to get like one of those, you know, the old school fucking galvanized, you know, ones with the lids that you can't pull off.
Although, yeah. yeah. The
you
useless
know, once the
ones.
Lid's on,
yeah. Eventually you need a goddamn chisel to get the fucking lid off. And then eventually you can't use the fucking lid anymore.
You take a blowtorch to the lid, and then it comes right off. And then you've also melted all the bags and the garbage inside. Yeah.
I mean, these are the garbage cans that the people use to like do the garbage can turkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to burn everything that's on the inside off, but like I'm still not convinced that they're doing it right. So you're eating fucking zinc, and shit.
You're eating galvanization.
Yeah, basically. But that's the one you need. Like they are useful twice, those fucking garbage cans. The minute they get dented, they're just fucking you can never use them again.
Yeah, because the dents fuck the lip up on the top, and you can't use the top anymore.
And then you just fucking have a huge piece of metal that you can't even recycle. They
you
won't
know
even
what?
Take it.
I think that's a good way to get into auto body work. Oh, just maintain a garbage can like that for over a year.
Yeah, I saw some fucking Facebook share of some guy that bought some car and got like expandable foam glue or something like that and just sprayed it all over the car and carved the shape of the car that he wanted out of it. And it ended up looking pretty nice, except for the fact that the guy probably spent 6 years doing this fucking thing. Just carving a car out. So yeah, I guess if you want to get into that, the maintaining a garbage can, the galvanized old metal garbage cans is a good way to go. I don't know anybody who's had them longer than fucking 2 months.
Cansmith.
Yeah, you'll be the galvanized cansmith. Very good. Very nice. These 8 fucking 60-pound raccoons just fucking ruin your goddamn day. Have you seen? Do they come out in the daytime?
Yes, this was right in the middle of the
day.
They're
fucking rabid.
They must be. Because here's the thing.
Fucking rabid bear cub sized.
Yeah. Raccoons. And here's the thing. Like, you know how mostly like most animals, if you like yell at them to like flinch or, you know, move away, or if you clap really loud, they run away. Dude, I screamed at this thing. It was looking me right in the face, right? There's like a little area where it popped its head out, like behind the grill. Like there wasn't even food on the grill. Grill was just heating up at this point. And I'm looking, and the raccoon's looking at me, and I'm screaming at it. It's just staring at me. I was like, dude, I'm gonna murder all of you.
I honestly think the 60-pound thing is a fucking gross exaggeration, but I want to believe.
They're big, man.
I want to believe. I need you to take a
picture. I don't know how solid they are, you know, but these, I mean.
You got to trap one or something and just fuck with it. Just fucking spray water in its face.
I have a live trap, but I think it won't fit in it.
I want you to waterboard one of these fucking raccoons. Just hose them every 2 seconds.
Just a little pause back.
Fucking Febreze's smelly, pissy tail and then fucking squirt them with the hose every now and then.
I hate raccoons. Hate them.
I don't want you, by the way, I don't want you to torture raccoons if you're out there listening to the show. I don't encourage torturing animals. But
kill them as fast as possible.
Well, don't you think it would be fun to like have like a ferocious animal and just fucking just give them a good one piece to the fucking snout?
Oh, just punch a lion right in the face.
I'd love to just have a bear in a cage and just see if I could get a jab off real quick. I don't know. I like to think of that. I would be that guy that gets pulled in, and he, like by the jacket. You ever see that? There's like these zoo videos every now and then. It's like there's a guy who jumped a little too close to the fucking polar bear cage, and all of a sudden they pull his arm through the cage, and they're fucking just twisting it off. And there's nothing that anybody can do because they can't stop the fucking bear. They're throwing stakes left and right behind the fucking thing, but he's not interested.
That happened with pandas. I've seen it was a Chinese zoo, and the dude just like sat down in front of the panda cage to eat his like sandwich, and the panda just grabs his jacket and starts breaking.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was some like Asian dude. Panda decided, I've had enough fucking bamboo for today. I'd really like a nice fucking, you know, Thai arm. He fucking pulled the guy through the goddamn bars and fucked him up. And the best part is nobody's doing anything. They're doing their best to try. Because like,
they love pandas.
Yeah, they don't want to hurt the panda. They're trying to, like, you know, attract him away by, like, you know, clapping their hands and fucking making shoosh noises and whistling. Like, you know how you try to get a cat off a roof?
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're not putting any fucking effort in to save this guy's fucking right arm. And you know what? Maybe that's a lesson for you. Don't go too close to a fucking cage. No matter how much you'd love to try and fucking get a fucking right cross to a bear's snout, it's never a good idea.
Yeah, and don't turn your back on the animals when you're less than a foot away and they can fit their paws through the grates.
I would like to punch a fucking animal in the face, though. I don't know why. I don't want to kill him. I don't want to really hurt him. I want to piss him off a little bit.
I'd love to, like, this. I think this might stem from.
And this is me being. I'm probably fucked up, man. I don't think this is. This is not a healthy thought to have.
No. It's. I know where it stems from. You've seen the original Conan movie, right?
You know what? I don't remember it, but I probably have.
Well, there's a part where he gets drunk. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan.
Punches at a horse or something?
No, he's like, yeah, he's stumbling through the fucking ancient city wherever he was, and there's a fucking camel, and the camel, like, looks at him, and he just fucking straight up decks the camel in the face. And
oh, yeah, I would love to do that. If the camel wouldn't fucking actually come to his senses because I can't throw a great punch like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, that's the best thing. If I'm like,
it's
oh, man.
It's my favorite part of the movie. It's honestly my favorite part of the movie, and I die laughing every single time I see
Conan it. Punches at a camel. That would be great. I'll do it. I loved Conan. I'll watch the fucking. I'll throw a goddamn haymaker at a camel's face. Then the next thing I realize is, oh, I haven't punched anything in years. I've never even trained. This fucking camel's head just bobs right back at me.
You should always have something you're able to punch.
With his fucking camel teeth.
Work on it. Not even a punching bag, just something solid.
A camel face?
Solid camel face. Camel
I'd like skull. To use. I would like to use a camel face as a goddamn speed bag. I want to look at it because they have those fucking weird lips. Let me take a look at a camel face.
They got that black tongue. Yeah, they got those weird lips.
They have the most punchable face of any
big
animal.
Ass teeth. They look like
Google a camel's face. They have fucking Ed Asner teeth. Look at these fucking teeth. And those fucking stupid lips. I'd really love to punch him right in his goddamn nose.
I just looked it up, and it's, yeah. You want to right hook one of the... Actually, you
and
know what
every
great?
One of their eyes looks like they're fucking thinking less of you. Like they're judging you. They never look soulful like a dog's eyes or a sad cat. Just a fucking piece of shit, like just spitting at you. It's fucking dumb teeth. I hate its teeth.
I'd like to uppercut a camel.
If you could get up high enough, would you rather punch a giraffe or a camel right in the fucking face?
Probably a giraffe.
You're gonna get more neck swing that way.
Yeah, giraffes are fucking. They're pretty nasty animals.
They use their heads and necks as weapons, don't they? I mean, that's all they have.
Yeah, like you ever see the pictures of the ones that have lost fights and they have like fucking disjointed necks that go at like right angles?
That's awesome.
Yeah, they did. And you know what I just read? I read an article about a giraffe. I forget what zoo. It's some American zoo. And apparently, the giraffe is not a strict herbivore.
Really?
The giraffe goes around and stomps on squirrels and eats them.
Oh, shit.
So, like, the fucking zookeepers are doing their bit about how giraffes, like, just, you know, eat leaves. This fucking giraffe just fucking walks up to the group with a chomping on a fucking squirrel in its mouth.
So, I really like this to happen here. Watch. So, here's what I want. Giraffe neck, right? Very long, very powerful. I'd like it to be restrained in the way that they restrain my dog at PetSmart when he gets groomed. Have a big shepherd's hook and a rope.
Just to keep the face stable.
I want to know that no matter what force they use, they can't get me. And then I want to fucking haul off and just punch him right in those dumb fucking giraffe lips and then watch him get mad. That's what I really like to do.
Lots of fun.
That would make a fun app, just like to punch animals in the face.
Giraffe punches.
And just see how mad they get. That's the joy that I would experience. Just how mad an animal gets when you punch him in the face. Now, I'm not saying, you know, harm. Like, what is a human punch to a giraffe, honestly? It's like me flicking my sister in the arm. It's nothing.
I don't think so.
I couldn't hurt a giraffe with a punch. Who the fuck do you think I am?
I think you could. They have small heads.
You think I could? You think I'd fuck a giraffe up?
You? No, not you.
Well, fuck you. Who do you think could?
Anybody that knows how to throw a punch correctly.
I could throw a fucking proper punch.
You just said you couldn't.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
you
be able
you
to.
You haven't punched anything in years.
I think I could throw a good punch. And also.
If its head was restrained and put.
Also, my point is, I'm not knocking out a camel. I don't think you could knock a camel out either.
I don't know how easy it is to knock out a camel.
I mean, if Conan does it, I mean, it's an impressive feat. It's not something that you just do without really thinking it through and practicing.
You connect to the right part of the skull, there's got to be soft spots in a giraffe skull.
I think it's all soft. I think it's like a fucking handbag.
It's all hollow bone.
I mean, look at it. The eyelids are fucking. Like a bird. The eyelids are just fucking 6 inches long. You know, it just looks like fucking soup inside skin. But is there anything cuter than a goddamn baby giraffe, though? I don't know.
Yeah, everything. They look like fucking.
You don't think a baby giraffe is cute?
They look like spiders trying to walk.
Too bad they grow. Oh, the saddest shit is watching a goddamn giraffe try to drink water from the ground. It's like trying
to. They start falling over and they have to splay their front legs out and they fall on their face.
Yeah, they have to contort their bodies in the same way that we do to try and piss with a hard on. Just fucking get into a three-quarter split. lean over.
Your legs.
Lean over, fucking. Perfectly line it up. Oh, it's sad. It's sad shit, but that's an everyday thing for them.
That's why they should be punched in the face, because they can't drink water like a fucking normal animal in the animal kingdom.
God damn it. Yeah. But they use their fucking dumb head as a weapon anyway. And are those things, are those horns, or is it just tufts of hair?
I think they are horns. Small horns.
Fucking stupid horns. Like the, I'd like to actually just fucking remove them with nail clippers.
Oh my God.
All right, now we're getting fucking just stupid here. Just
don't say we. It's you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were going along with me when it was punching. You wanted to punch a baby giraffe in the face.
I never said that. I just said they look like idiots.
You didn't have to say it. You didn't have to say it. I felt it.
I wouldn't punch a baby giraffe in the face.
Okay, let's compromise. 3 years old. Let's compromise. How much fun would it be to beat the shit out of a dude wearing a giraffe costume for Halloween?
I think just the drop kick, you don't have to like lay into him. I think if you drop kick a dude wearing a giraffe costume, it's pretty good.
Especially if you're wearing the hooves, you're a fucking jerk. By the way, if you want to get your giraffe costume, go to herostalk.com/Amazon. Click the link on our site to Amazon and make a purchase. That's right. You get whatever it is you want, whether it's a giraffe costume or an iPad or, I don't know, a fucking boxing glove for the next time you encounter a camel. Whatever the hell it is, Amazon probably has it. And you can get to Amazon from herostalk.com/Amazon. You get your thing. We get a small cut. It pays our bills. Does a good thing for both of us. That's what I like to call a win-win, Steve. A win, goddamn win.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. Well, what do you call it?
I call it a double win.
That just sounds fucking stupid to me. I don't know about you. So I actually Googled giraffe costume, and of course they have the slutty giraffe costume.
Oh, all that shit. Don't Google costumes for people, for animals, because you're going to get furry photos.
It's true. I mean, this is the type of shit you would see at a mall.
I would gladly punch any furry any day of the week.
I would love it if there was a UFC for furries.
I would like it if there was a UFC where furries fought UFC fighters.
No, I would like to see furries compete in hand-to-hand combat rather than just pretending to be a fucking leopard. Like, where they actually have to fucking... Okay, you want to pretend to be a leopard? Well, guess what? This guy's also a leopard, and now he wants to fuck your female. So you have to fucking really fight it out. You want to be goddamn leopards? This is part of the fucking deal. You have to fucking challenge him for his fucking leopard snatch, whatever the fuck it is. I want to see them fucking, you know, go real with this shit. It's not just fucking and fucking rubbing tails together and eating goddamn snacks and prides. If you want to be a fucking leopard or a lion or whatever the fuck fake animal you want to be,
fight for it.
You got to fucking also fight. Now, let's see. I'm probably naming something that exists. Do you think Leopard Fight Club? Or Furry Fight Club?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Furry Fight Club. Hooded Fang to host a Furry Fight Club.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm seeing, like, cartoon pornography of fucking furries in a boxing ring.
Yeah, you don't Google furries. That's your first problem.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They have fucking horse people in little jean shorts punching each other. What the fuck? I don't want to be on this planet anymore.
Oh, no. I haven't wanted to live here for most of my life.
Who the fuck? I mean, that's got, like, is that an ironic musing, or are people really into, like, wanting to be an animal?
No, I think they're really into getting laid, so they use trying to dress up like as an animal to get into a subculture, if you will.
Okay, so this is where
everyone just fucks everybody.
So, like, in Hello Ladies, he goes to the gay club to meet broads. It's kind of like that thing where they're not really furries, but they're just buying the fucking Teddy Ruxpin suit so they can stick their dick through the front hole.
That's it.
It's really fucking weird. But that would mean that there are people that really want to be in this whole scene. Not just because people are fucking in that scene. There are people that really believe that they're a goddamn teddy bear.
It's like cosplayers.
I mean, is cosplaying a fucking a thing you do just because you're at an event, or is it a lifestyle?
Both. No, there's the people who will go to events and then cosplay. Then there are cosplayers that go to events. You know what I mean?
Are those like the people at Ren fairs that use like the m'ladies and the fucking
yeah,
me good sir.
No, usually it's the Rennies that work there that are like that.
Ugh. I can't. You know what? What's wrong with just being a person now? Like, we have all the best shit. There's so much that you can do now. And also, you have the added benefit of not having a fucking life expectancy of 17. What was so good about that time that they yearn for?
I think it's because the fat chicks can wear push-up bras.
Oh, yeah.
That shit, bodices. That's what it is.
And they'll fuck anybody. So that's,
oh, yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. So I guess... Yeah. The fat dudes dress up in costume. The fat chicks, you know, put their fucking poly girl fucking outfit on.
They all want an excuse to be dirty, so that's also a...
Oh, yeah. There's no showers in the Renaissance. Yeah, fuck off, you cunts. I don't know. Well, Steve, I think we should wrap this thing up.
Yep.
I think it's been a pleasure. Steve, thank you, everybody, for tuning into the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Apologize for our hiatus. Several things have kept us from doing regular shows. We're going to do our best to get one out for you. I want to say, listen to all the shows on hearustalk.com, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and I apologize. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Julia Lee Dreyfus, photos on the internet.
Seriously?
Check it out, GQ, baby.
All right, I know where I'm going. Bye.